feature biographical articles about some of the most fascinating Texans, feature stories covering interesting places and things in Texas, and short pieces that are humorous and thought-provoking. Tune in to hear these stories covering contemporary Texas from the 70s, 80s, and 90s that would otherwise be lost to time. Texas Monthly Archives, Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoons at 2, and Mondays at midnight on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland, Odessa area. It's 75 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 70s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
This is Barbara Foster reading about diabetes. Metformin reduces risk of death for patients with COVID-19 and diabetes, study finds, by Sylvia Munoz Price et al. Sources, University of Alabama at Birmingham. Use of the diabetes drug metformin before a diagnosis of COVID-19 is associated with a threefold decrease in mortality in COVID-19 patients with type 2 diabetes, according to a racially diverse study at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Diabetes is a significant comorbidity for COVID-19. This beneficial effect remained even after correcting for age, sex, race, obesity, and hypertension or chronic kidney disease and heart failure, said Anath Shalev, MD, director of UAB's Comprehensive Diabetes Center and leader of the study. Since similar results have now been obtained in different populations from around the world, including China, France, and a United Healthcare analysis, this suggests that the observed reduction in mortality risk associated with metformin use in subjects with type 2 diabetes and COVID-19 might be generalizable, Shalev said. How metformin improves prognosis in the context of COVID-19 is not known, Shalev says. The UAB findings suggest that the mechanisms may go beyond any expected improvement in glycemic control or obesity, since neither body mass index, blood glucose, nor hemoglobin A1C were lower in the metformin users who survived as compared to those who died. The mechanisms may involve metformin's previously described anti-inflammatory and anti-thrombotic effects, Shalev said. The study, first made available in MedRx IV and now published in the peer-reviewed journal Frontiers in Endocrinology, included 25,326 patients tested for COVID-19 at the tertiary care UAB hospital between February 25th and June 22nd of last year. Of the 604 patients found to be COVID-19 positive, 311 were African Americans. The primary outcome in the study was mortality in COVID-19 positive subjects and the potential association with subject characteristics or comorbidities was analyzed. Researchers found that blacks, who are only 26% of Alabama's population, were 52% of those who tested positive for COVID-19 and only 30% of those who tested negative. In contrast, only 36% of the COVID-19 positive subjects were white, while whites made up 56% of those who tested negative, further underlining the racial disparity. Once COVID-19 positive, though, no significant racial differences in mortality was observed. In our cohort, Shalev said, being African American appeared to be primarily a risk factor for contracting COVID-19 rather than for mortality. This suggests that any racial disparity observed is likely due to exposure risk and external socioeconomic factors, including access to proper health care. Overall mortality for COVID-19 positive patients was 11%. The study found that 93% of deaths occurred in subjects over the age of 50, and being male or having high blood pressure was associated with a significantly elevated risk of death. Diabetes was associated with a dramatic increase in mortality, with an odds ratio of 3.62. Overall, 67% of deaths in the study occurred in subjects with diabetes. The researchers looked at the effects of diabetes treatment on adverse COVID-19 outcomes, focusing on insulin and metformin as the two most common medications for type 2 diabetes. They found that prior insulin use did not affect mortality risk. However, prior metformin use was a different matter. Metformin use significantly reduced the odds of dying, and the 11% mortality for metformin users was not only comparable to that of the general COVID-19 positive population, it was dramatically lower than the 23% mortality for diabetes patients not on metformin. After controlling for other covariates, age, sex, and metformin use emerged as independent factors affecting COVID-19-related mortality. Interestingly, even after controlling for all these other covariates, death was significantly less likely, with an odds ratio of 0.33 for type 2 diabetes subjects taking metformin compared with those who did not take metformin. These results suggest that, while diabetes is an independent risk factor for COVID-19-related mortality, Shalev said, this risk is dramatically reduced in subjects taking metformin, raising the possibility that metformin may provide a protective approach in this high-risk population. The researchers say future studies will need to explore how metformin is protective, as well as assess the risks and benefits of metformin treatment and the indications for its use in the face of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. This study is part of a new Precision Diabetes Program, a collaboration between the UAB Comprehensive Diabetes Center and the Hugh Call Precision Medicine Institute at UAB. New benefits from anti-diabetic drug metformin. Metformin inhibits disease progression in non-diabetic chronic kidney disease. Source is Kumamoto University. Researchers from Kumamoto University in Japan have found that the anti-diabetic drug metformin significantly prolongs the survival of mice in a model that simulates the pathology of non-diabetic chronic kidney disease by ameliorating pathological conditions like reduced kidney function, glomerular damage, inflammation, and fibrosis. Metformin's mechanism is different from existing therapeutics, which only treat symptoms, such as the blood pressure drug losartan. So the researchers believe that a combination of these medications at low dose will be highly beneficial. CKD, chronic kidney disease, is a general term for kidney damage that results from persistent decline in kidney function due to proteinuria, kidney inflammation, or fibrosis. As CKD progresses, patients are forced to undergo dialysis, and diabetes is one of its biggest risk factors. CKD can also occur in association with lifestyle-related conditions such as hypertension, insufficient exercise, smoking, hyperuricemia, and mutations in kidney-related genes. This type of CKD is classified as non-diabetic chronic kidney disease, NDCKD, and has limited treatment options. Alport syndrome is an inherited kidney disease that falls under the NDCKD umbrella. In Alport syndrome, abnormalities in type 4 collagen, a constituent of the membrane response for urine filtration in the kidney, cause abnormal glomerular filtration, which results in chronic loss of kidney function. It is a serious disease that eventually progresses to end-stage renal failure, requiring dialysis or kidney transplant. As with diabetic kidney disease and NDCKD, Alport syndrome is currently treated by maintaining kidney function using blood pressure-lowering drugs, but patients eventually transition to end-stage renal failure. Therefore, a new therapeutic agent that is effective and safe enough to be administered to patients for a long period of time is needed. Metformin is used as a treatment for type 2 diabetes because it improves insulin sensitivity. It is an inexpensive and safe drug that has been used by diabetics for many years. Interestingly, because of its mechanism of action, metformin was also known to be protective against many diseases involving inflammation and fibrosis, and was known to improve the renal pathology of diabetic kidney disease. However, it was unclear whether metformin also had a protective effect on NDCKD, which is not caused by diabetes. Researchers selected an Alport syndrome mouse model for their NDCKD experiments and worked to identify novel therapeutic targets based on pathogenic mechanisms. They focused on drugs traditionally used for CKD patients, metformin and losartan, which works by lowering blood pressure and inhibiting proteinuria caused by increased glomerular filtration. Administration of metformin or losartan to NDCKD model mice significantly suppressed proteinuria and serum creatinine, which are indicators of CKD. Inflammation and fibrosis, which also reduce kidney function, significantly improved. Furthermore, metformin was found to have a nephroprotective effect, similar to losartan. The results of a detailed gene expression analysis found that the renal pathology of the NDCKD mouse model was caused by abnormal expression of genes related to glomerular epithelial cell podocytes, cells responsible for kidney filtering, and genes involved in intracellular metabolism. Interestingly, the improvement caused by losartan was limited to genes involved in podocyte abnormalities. Metformin, on the other hand, improved the expression of genes related to podocyte abnormalities and those related to intracellular metabolism. In other words, metformin clearly has a different target of action, also improved targeting of metabolic abnormalities from that of losartan. Finally, they found that administration of low-dose metformin and losartan to model mice significantly prolonged their survival. Researchers also found that in studies using doses at which metformin alone was not effective, the combination of metformin and losartan significantly prolonged mice survival. Put plainly, this study showed that an appropriate combination of the two therapeutic drugs could effectively treat the NDCKD Alport syndrome mouse model. This study raises the possibility that metformin, a proven and inexpensive diabetic drug, may delay the progression of kidney pathology in NDCKD, including Alport syndrome. Metformin is currently available for use in patients with diabetes in clinical practice, but not in non-diabetic patients. This study appears to show that metformin has therapeutic effects for both diabetic and non-diabetic kidney disease, said Professor Hirofumi Kai, who led the research project. However, metformin is contraindicated in patients with severe renal dysfunction, EGFR less than 30, due to the development of lactic acidosis as a side effect and should be administered with caution to patients with mild to moderate renal dysfunction. This research found that the appropriate combination of metformin and losartan significantly improved renal pathology and prolonged survival in a NDCKD mouse model. This suggests that the old inexpensive drug metformin could become a new inexpensive drug for patients with chronic kidney disease. Health in the Palm of Your Hand, Some More Apps to Improve Your Diabetes Care by Allison Massey. Diabetes Management Companions. One Drop Transform Your Life by One Drop. One Drop is a free, award-winning app for people with diabetes. Track glucose, meals, meds, and more. Set helpful reminders and sync health data. Subscribe to a digital membership to message a coach, receive A1-powered glucose predictions, and access interactive educational content. Sugar IQ Diabetes Assistant from Medtronic. Designed to work with the Guardian Connect CGM device, this iOS app helps with tracking glucose levels and assessing insulin, food, and daily routines to improve understanding of diabetes management. Diabetic Education and Community Connection Apps. Beyond Type 1 Diabetes by Mighty Networks. This app is a social community for anyone impacted by type 1 diabetes, including patients, caregivers, family members, and loved ones. Find peer support, ask questions, and get connected to others. The community also offers a dedicated space for Spanish speakers. Glucagon by Eli Lilly and Company, created to provide step-by-step guidance on administering glucagon. This app includes optional audio instructions. Users can record expiration dates of their glucagon kit to receive reminder notifications when the kit is nearing expiration. Diabetes Self-Management by Matavor Media. Download this app to purchase the latest digital issue or digital back issues of Diabetes Self-Management magazine. Mental Health and Cognitive Health apps. Headspace, Meditation and Sleep by Headspace.com. Learn meditation and mindfulness skills with this app to improve stress management, sleep, and mind-body health. Features include a daily video series, Move Mode workouts, a guided meditation series for kids, and concentration-boosting music. Lumosity Brain Training by Lumos Labs Incorporated. This app provides fun and interactive science-based brain training games that test memory, logic, math skills, and problem-solving capabilities. Detailed progress tracking is included. Lumosity scientists and designers also work with university researchers around the world to help with advancing the understanding of brain health. MindDoc, Depression and Anxiety by MindDoc Health. Designed to monitor mental health disorders like depression, anxiety, and eating disorders, this app includes personalized recommendations, psychological courses, and mindfulness exercises. It checks in on users 3 times a day, learning from responses to generate relevant insights and resources. Health and Medication Apps. Withings HealthMate by Withings.com. HealthMate is a fitness activity and health tracker app that integrates with many of the Withings devices, including their watches, scales, blood pressure monitors, and sleep tracking mat. It provides personalized, easy-to-understand data that can be shared with your healthcare provider. GoodRx, prescription drugs, discounts, and coupons app. Compare prescription drug prices across pharmacies. Find GoodRx pharmacy or manufacturer coupons and discounts. Read savings tips and set up refill reminders and savings alerts for your prescriptions with this app. Upgrading to GoodRx Gold provides additional savings at any participating GoodRx Gold pharmacy. Pill Reminder and Medication Tracker, MediSafe. This app functions as a manager and pill reminder for medications, vitamins, and supplements. Additional features include the integration of metrics from other health apps, such as blood pressure or blood glucose levels, report sharing, coupons, and time zone reminders for traveling. Sleep apps. Calm, Meditate, Sleep, Relax by Calm.com, Incorporated. Guided meditations, sleep stories, breathing programs, stretching exercises, and relaxing music are available through this app to help improve sleep habits. Calm meditation and sleep sessions are connected to the Apple Health app. Sleep by BendingSpoons.com. Establish a regular bedtime routine, listen to bedtime stories, participate in sleep meditations, or listen to relaxing sleep/white noise sounds through this app for a more restful slumber. Sleep Cycle, Sleep Analysis and Smart Alarm Clock by Sleep Cycle AB. This app includes a smart alarm clock that analyzes sleep patterns to wake you up in your lightest phase of sleep. It also detects sleep disturbances, such as snoring, sleep talking, coughing, and other sounds, and provides a detailed sleep analysis. Premium upgrade features include relaxing sleep sounds and a story library. At the Table, Sizzling Seafood Recipes. Baked fish with tomatoes and herbs, 4 servings. Calories, 150. Fat, 4 grams. Saturated fat, 1 gram. Protein, 24 grams. Carbs, 4 grams. Cholesterol, 42 milligrams. Fiber, 1 gram. Sodium, 360 milligrams. Dietary exchange is 1 vegetable, 3 meat. Ingredients are nonstick cooking spray, 4 lean white fish fillets, about 1 pound, such as orange roughy or sole, 2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons lemon juice divided, 1/2 teaspoon paprika, 1 cup finely chopped seeded tomatoes, 2 tablespoons capers rinsed and drained, 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh parsley, 1 1/2 teaspoons dried basil, 2 teaspoons olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt. Number 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Coat 12 by 8 inch glass baking pan with nonstick cooking spray. Number 2. Arrange fish fillets in pan. Drizzle 2 tablespoons lemon juice over fillets and sprinkle with paprika. Cover with foil. Bake 18 minutes or until opaque in center and flakes easily when tested with fork. Number 3. Meanwhile, in medium saucepan, combine tomatoes, capers, parsley, remaining 2 teaspoons lemon juice, basil, oil, and salt. 5 minutes before fish is done, place saucepan over high heat. Bring to a boil, reduce heat, and simmer 2 minutes or until hot. Remove from heat. Number 4. Serve fish topped with tomato mixture. Tip. Fish is just what the doctor ordered. The American Heart Association and the 2015 to 2020 dietary guidelines for Americans both recommend eating up to 8 ounces of non-fried seafood per week. The goal is to consume at least 250 milligrams per day of the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA to help with brain function and heart health. Go through these seafood recipes, and I'm sure you will find one or two that will be a family winner. Skillet fish with lemon tarragon butter. 2 servings. Calories, 125. Fat, 3 grams. Saturated fat, 1 gram. Protein, 22 grams. Carbs, 1 gram. Cholesterol, 60 milligrams. Fiber, 1 gram. Sodium, 291 milligrams. Dietary exchange is 3 meat. Ingredients are 2 teaspoons reduced fat margarine, 4 teaspoons lemon juice divided, 1/2 teaspoon grated lemon peel, 1/4 teaspoon prepared mustard, 1/4 teaspoon dried tarragon leaves, 1/8 teaspoon salt, nonstick cooking spray, 2 lean white fish fillets, 4 ounces each, rinsed and patted dry, 1/4 teaspoon paprika. Number 1. Combine margarine, 2 teaspoons lemon juice, lemon peel, mustard, tarragon, and salt in small bowl. Blend well with fork, set aside. Number 2. Coat a 12-inch nonstick skillet with cooking spray. Heat over medium heat until hot. Number 3. Drizzle fillets with remaining 2 teaspoons lemon juice. Sprinkle one side of each fillet with paprika. Place fillets in skillet, paprika side down, cook 3 minutes. Gently turn and cook 3 minutes longer or until opaque in center and flakes easily when tested with fork. Place fillets on serving plates, top with margarine mixture. Note, cod, orange roughy, flounder, haddock, halibut, and sole can be used. Now belly-filling beef recipes. Thai beef salad, 4 servings, 1 cup salad with 1 lettuce leaf. Calories, 141. Fat, 4 grams. Saturated fat, 2 grams. Protein, 13 grams. Carbs, 14 grams. Cholesterol, 27 milligrams. Fiber, 3 grams. Sodium, 238 milligrams. Dietary exchange is 2 vegetable, 1 1/2 meat. Ingredients are 8 ounces beef flank steak, 1/4 cup soy sauce, 2 jalapeno peppers finely chopped, 2 tablespoons packed brown sugar, 1 clove garlic minced, 1/2 cup lime juice, 6 green onions thinly sliced, 4 carrots diagonally cut into thin slices, 1/2 cup finely chopped fresh cilantro lettuce leaves. Number 1. Place flank steak in resealable food storage bag. Combine soy sauce, jalapeno peppers, brown sugar, and garlic in a small bowl. Pour over flank steak. Seal bag, turn to coat, marinate in refrigerator for 2 hours. Number 2, preheat broiler. Drain steak, discarding marinade. Place steak on rack of broiler pan. Broil 4 inches from heat for 13 to 18 minutes for medium or to desired doneness, turning once. Remove from heat, let stand 15 minutes. Number 3, thinly slice steak across grain. Toss with lime juice, green onions, carrots, and cilantro in large bowl. Serve salad immediately over lettuce leaves. Note, jalapeno peppers can sting and irritate the skin, so wear rubber gloves when handling peppers and do not touch your eyes. Garlic beef, 4 servings of 1 cup. Calories 214, fat 9 grams, saturated fat 3 grams, protein 27 grams, carbs 6 grams, cholesterol 42 milligrams, fiber 2 grams, sodium 320 milligrams. Dietary exchange is 1 vegetable, 3 meat. Ingredients are 1 teaspoon sesame oil, 1 pound beef eye of round, trimmed, cut into thin strips, 1 package, 10 ounces, frozen chopped broccoli, 1 tablespoon minced garlic, 1 tablespoon light soy sauce, 1 quarter teaspoon black pepper. Heat oil in 12-inch nonstick skillet over high heat. Add beef, broccoli, garlic, soy sauce, and pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally 15 minutes or until beef is done. Beef with cabbage and carrots, 4 servings, calories 130, fat 4 grams, saturated fat 1 gram, protein 18 grams, carbs 7 grams, cholesterol 45 milligrams, fiber 2 grams, sodium 220 milligrams. Dietary exchange is 1 vegetable, 2 meat. Ingredients are 3 quarters pound 90% lean ground beef, 4 cups shredded cabbage, 1.5 cups shredded carrot, 1/2 teaspoon caraway seeds, 2 tablespoons seasoned rice vinegar, salt, and pepper. Brown ground beef in a large skillet, drain. Reduce heat to low. Stir in cabbage, carrot, and caraway seeds. Cover. Cook 10 minutes or until vegetables are tender, stirring occasionally. Stir in vinegar. Add 1 tablespoon water for extra moistness if desired. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Variation, substitute 1 teaspoon sugar and 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar for 2 tablespoons seasoned rice vinegar. Tip, know the difference between lean and extra lean and choose cuts of extra lean beef for your dishes. Lean ground beef must have a lean point of 92% lean, 8% fat, or higher. Extra lean ground beef must have a lean point of 96% lean, 4% fat, or higher. Extra lean cuts include eye of round roast and steak, top sirloin steak, top round roast and steak, and bottom round roast and steak.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Odessa Arts is seeking artists for the inaugural Basin 52 exhibit to be displayed from October 1st to September 30th, 2022. 52 works by 52 different West Texas artists will be exhibited in various city buildings across Odessa. These works should reflect the artist's impression of West Texas. The works will also be included in an exhibit catalog and printed on a specialty playing card deck to be sold by local merchants. Deadline to apply is May 31st. To apply, visit tinyurl.com/5FKATRZW.
For the lighter side of local news, Recording Library of West Texas brings you The Lifestyle Show. Features from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. We'll feature fun local stories about people in our community, plus columns such as gardening and food. The Lifestyle Show, Friday mornings at 6 and repeated Sunday nights at 7:30 and Thursdays at 4:30 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 79 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 70s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. Hello, I am Morgan Malin, bringing you Martha Stewart Living. I'll be reading from the May 2021 print edition of Martha Stewart Living magazine. The first story is Take a Twirl, text by Claire Sullivan, recipes by Riley Wilford. Another thing we've learned this past year, pasta fatigue is possible. To use your noodles in new ways, toss them with fresh herbs and vegetables. Here, spaghetti meets spinach and a lemony basil ricotta. Pork and fennel meatballs pair up with a brothy orzo. Pick a hit and let your taste buds do a dance. 1. Spaghetti with spinach, peas, and herbed ricotta. For this recipe, you'll need 12 ounces whole milk ricotta, 1.5 cups. A half teaspoon grated lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons fresh juice. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh basil plus whole leaves for serving. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil plus more for serving. 1 sweet onion such as Vidalia, thinly sliced, 1.5 cups. 3 cloves garlic, thinly sliced. 12 ounces fresh spinach, tough stems removed, cut into 2-inch pieces, 6 cups. 12 ounces spaghetti. 1 cup fresh or frozen peas. Step 1. In a bowl, combine ricotta, lemon zest and juice, and basil. Season with salt and pepper. Heat oil in a large skillet over medium. Add onion and garlic. Cook, stirring until softened, 6 to 8 minutes. Add spinach. Season generously and cook, stirring until just wilted, about 2 minutes. 2. Meanwhile, cook pasta in a pot of salted boiling water 2 minutes less than per package instructions. Add peas. Cook 1 minute more. Reserve 1 cup pasta water. Drain. Add pasta, peas, and 3/4 cup ricotta mixture to skillet. Reduce heat to low and stir, adding enough reserved pasta water to create a silky sauce. Season to taste. To serve, dollop pasta with remaining ricotta mixture, drizzle with more oil, and sprinkle with basil leaves. Active time 20 minutes, total time 30 minutes, serves 4. This dish is so versatile. You can use shelled favas instead of peas, and any delicate spring green in lieu of spinach, says assistant food editor Riley Wilford. 2. Brothy orzo and pork meatballs. Israeli couscous is a good substitute for the orzo. For this recipe, you will need 1 small onion, 12 ounces ground pork, 1 large egg beaten, 1.5 teaspoons fennel seeds crushed, 1/3 cup grated Parmigiano Reggiano plus more for serving, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 4 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 2/3 cup orzo, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice plus wedges for serving, and extra virgin olive oil and fresh dill sprigs for serving. Step 1. Grate onion, squeeze out excess liquid. Transfer to a bowl. You should have 1/2 cup onion. Add pork, egg, fennel seeds, cheese, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Stir until just combined. Do not overmix. With dampened hands, roll mixture into 24 balls, each about 1.5 inches in diameter. Step 2. In a medium pot, bring broth and 1 cup water to a boil. Add orzo, cook 5 minutes. Add meatballs, reduce heat to low, cover and cook, stirring once until cooked through, 6 to 7 minutes more. Stir in lemon juice, season to taste. Serve with a drizzle of oil, more cheese, pepper, dill, and lemon wedges. Active time 20 minutes, total time 35 minutes, serves 4. 3. Baked broccoli and artichoke shells. For this recipe, you will need 8 ounces medium pasta shells, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 10 ounces broccoli, stalks peeled and sliced, florets separated, 1.5 cup panko, 1 cup grated Parmigiano Reggiano, 3 ounces thick cut bacon cut into 1/2 inch pieces, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1/3 cup unbleached all-purpose flour, 3.5 cups whole milk, 1 cup grated sharp white cheddar, 1 can 14 ounces quartered artichoke hearts drained. Step 1. Preheat oven to 425 degrees. Cook pasta in a pot of salted boiling water 4 minutes. Add broccoli and cook 2 minutes more. Drain. Combine panko and 2 tablespoons Parmigiano. Step 2. In a saucepan, cook bacon over medium heat until crisp, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer to paper towels. Add butter to pan. Melt. Whisk in flour. Cook 1 minute. Slowly whisk in milk. Bring to a simmer. Cook, whisking until thickened slightly, about 4 minutes. Stir in remaining Parmigiano, cheddar, artichokes, broccoli, pasta, and bacon. Season to taste. Transfer mixture to a 2-quart baking dish. Sprinkle with panko mixture. Bake until golden and bubbling, about 20 minutes. Let cool slightly before serving. Active time 20 minutes, total time 45 minutes. Serves 4. 4. Penne with garlicky tomatoes and salmon. For this recipe, you will need 12 ounces penne or other short pasta, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, 4 cloves garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes plus more for serving, 1 pound yellow cherry or sun gold tomatoes halved, 1/2 cup dry white wine such as Sauvignon Blanc, 4 skinless wild salmon fillets, 1 pound, preferably Alaskan, 1/2 cup grated pecorino romano, chopped fresh parsley for serving. Step 1. Cook pasta in a pot of salted boiling water 1 minute less than per package directions. Reserve 1 cup pasta water. Drain. In a large straight-sided skillet over medium-high heat, melt 2 tablespoons butter. Add garlic and red pepper flakes. Cook 30 seconds. Add tomatoes and wine. Bring to a boil. Cook until tomatoes burst and liquid is slightly reduced, 6 to 7 minutes. Season fish with salt and pepper. Nestle into skillet. Cover, reduce heat to medium, and cook until just opaque, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer fish to a plate. Step 2. Add pasta, cheese, and remaining 1 tablespoon butter to skillet with tomatoes. Stir over low heat, adding reserved pasta water as needed to create a sauce. Season to taste. Serve with fish, parsley, and more red pepper flakes. Active time 15 minutes. Total time 25 minutes. Serves 4. That story was Take a Twirl, text by Claire Sullivan, recipes by Riley Wofford. The next story is Snake Charmers, text by Melissa Ozawa. For an eye-catching plant that's super easy to grow, say hello to Sansevieria. Mark Hakadorian, director of Glasshouse Horticulture at the New York Botanical Garden, shares a few pointers on the latest it succulent. There's a reason Sansevierias are so popular, says Hakadorian. They're practically indestructible. He should know. He's been caring for one his grandmother gave him since he was 4 years old. It's even survived a house fire. While you may have seen the vertical flat leaf type, Sansevieria trifasciata, aka the snake plant, everywhere from doctor's offices to shopping mall displays, variations like S. cylindrica bonsil are undeniably more intriguing. The sculptural African native produces spear-like leaves and occasionally sprouts white flowers that fill the night air with a heady, jasmine-y scent. Treat it right and you'll have a low-maintenance friend for life. Give it bright light. While these no-fuss plants can grow in many conditions, S. cylindrica and its cultivars do best in smaller containers that slightly confine their roots, placed near a sunny window, says Hakadorian. If they're farther away, the foliage will stretch toward the light and lose its compact, starfish-like form. Water it wisely. Resist the urge to overwater, says Hakadorian of these drought-tolerant wonders. Every 2 weeks or so is generally fine. But since every home's environment, temperature, humidity is different, Let the plant be your guide. The leaves should be plump and firm, he says. If they start to look wrinkled and shriveled, give it a drink more frequently. Feed it monthly. Succulents like a lean as opposed to nutrient-heavy diet. During the growing season, March through November, nourish them with organic fertilizer. Add fish emulsion to your watering can, or sprinkle worm castings on top of the soil and gently work them into the top layer before hydrating. To spread the plant love, propagate minis for your friends. With clean, sharp pruners, clip 2 to 3 inches pieces from one leaf. Nestle the cuttings in containers filled with moist, well-drained soil, and keep them in the sun. A few weeks later, new plantlets should start to form. That story was Snake Charmers, text by Melissa Ozawa. The next story is Ask Martha, reporting by Erica Sloan. Do you have any advice for pressure washing my home? Asked Shay Goldberg from Evanston, Illinois. Few household tasks are as satisfying as brandishing a powerful spray nozzle to quickly blast away dirt and deep clean your exterior walls, deck, and driveway. Start by considering the project at hand, says Brian Mankey, product manager at Still, the power tool company. If there's minimal buildup, or you're washing wood, which can get etched by a jet that's too strong, choose an electric model with a PSI, pounds per square inch, of around 2,000. To remove more set-in stains or mold, or tackle an entire house, go with a gas-fueled type with a PSI of 2,500 to 3,000. Then follow Mankey's lead. Gear up. Wear non-slip work boots and safety goggles. Debris can ricochet. And if your machine is gas-powered, pop in earplugs to muffle the noise. Check the supply. Connect an unkinked 3/4-inch garden hose to ensure your unit receives sufficient flow to do its job right. Work the angles. The widest nozzle draws detergent from the receptacle. If you're washing a vertical surface, such as a wall, go from bottom to top. To power rinse, switch to the 25-degree nozzle, green, and sweep it from the top down in overlapping passes, avoiding windows and frames. Use the more forceful 15-degree, yellow, one for stubborn regions, and the gentler 40-degree, white, one for soft materials like wood. Up high. To reach places overhead, plug a lance extension into your machine rather than using a ladder. The kickback could easily knock you right off it, Mankey explains. If you still can't hit the mark, hire a pro who can do the job safely with scaffolding. Down low. To power wash your porch, deck, driveway, or sidewalk, use a rotary surface cleaner attachment, which looks like a frisbee and sprays water in a spinning motion, for fast and even cleaning. Is marinating meat worth the time? Asked Kyla Keene from San Francisco. Hold on to your tongs. No. Even left overnight, a marinade won't reach the center of a T-bone, says Living Assistant Food Editor Riley Wolford. In fact, in that amount of time, the acidic part of the solution, wine, vinegar, or citrus juice, can break down meat's exterior protein so much that the surface becomes mushy. Our food editors prefer to just season liberally with salt and pepper before cooking, and drizzle on a fresh, bright sauce once done. Riley starts with extra virgin olive oil and adds lemon juice, thyme leaves, and red pepper flakes for chicken, or grated garlic, cilantro, and lime juice for pork or steak. What's the best way to bathe a cat? Asks Emma Winston of Chicago. Felines' agile bodies and sandpaper-like tongues make them excellent self-groomers, says Hannah Shaw, a Royal Canin cat expert and founder of KittenLady.org. So you can skip the dip unless yours develops a skin condition like ringworm. Consult your vet about using a medicated soap. Or gets especially dirty. When taking the plunge, place Bella in a sink or tub pre-filled with warm water. Avoid turning the faucet on and off as the sight and sound can provoke stress, Shaw says. Use a large cup to gently pour the water over her body, avoid her head, lather with cat-safe shampoo, and rinse the same way. Wrap her in a towel and dry vigorously. You can also backcomb her fur to help it aerate more quickly, says Shaw. Health tip. A call to arms. The COVID-19 vaccine or any other immunization doesn't have to put your targeted limb out of commission. Start by getting the shot on the side you tend not to sleep on to avoid aggravating it at night. If soreness still creeps in, a normal reaction from a working immune system, says Deltaville, Virginia-based family physician Sterling Ransone, M.D., gently move your arm around, perform light self-massage, and apply a cool compress. Still throbbing? Consult your doctor before taking pain relievers, says Ransone. There is some evidence that they may slightly impede development of the antibodies that confer immunity, which is the whole point of the shot in the first place, of course. Tech help. Photo ops. If you spring cleaning surface a trove of precious pictures, digitize them for safekeeping and single-click sharing. It's not as laborious as it sounds, and you have options. Here's a snapshot from Living Photo director Ryan Messina. The low-cost DIY. Tap the power of your smartphone camera with the PhotoScan app by PhotoMine, $60 for a 2-year account with cloud storage at PhotoMine.com. That's PhotoMine.com. Frame a print in a shot. Aim for natural light, says Ryan, and it'll detect edges, auto-rotate, and capture. The easy outsource. Send a batch to scanmyphotos.com in a prepaid box. You'll get a downloaded link within a couple of days and the originals back within 3 weeks. From $170 for up to about 1,800 photos at scanmyphotos.com. That's scanmyphotos.com. The Smart Splurge. Batch scan up to 35 photos at once with the Epson Fast Photo FF680W scanner. $600 at Epson.com. That's EPSON.com. It also processes both sides. A genius way to preserve a loved one's handwriting, says Ryan, whizzing high-resolution versions to a computer in seconds, and offers color restoration, cropping, and editing, too. That story was Ask Bartha, reporting by Erica Sloan. The next story is Fuel Your Fire, text by Claire Sullivan. Where there's smoke, there's mouthwatering barbecue, at least in the presence of these pros. In two new books, pitmaster Rodney Scott offers hands-on wisdom, and food historian Adrian Miller explores the roots of the treasured American culinary tradition. For South Carolina-raised Rodney Scott, barbecue is a calling. At age 11, he cooked his first hog when his father bartered a deal. Get grilling, and you can go to that basketball game tonight. Now, the King of Q has a mini-empire. His first restaurant, Rodney Scott's Whole Hog Barbecue, opened in Charleston in 2017, and he has an outpost in Birmingham, Alabama, as well as another coming in Atlanta. In Rodney Scott's World of Barbecue, Every Day is a Good Day, from Clarkson Potter, written with Lolis Eric Ellie, he shares life stories and how he learned his craft, plus recipes that go far beyond beef and pork. He'll teach you how to smoke a whole turkey, grill succulent fish, his secret is honey butter, perfectly char a vegetable salad, and then some. The happiness I get when people are enjoying my food is one of the best feelings I can imagine, he says. Here's his sage advice for cooking over charcoal. Rodney's rules. 1. Set the stage. Safety comes first. Don't get too close to the flames, and wash your hands well after handling raw meat. Next, start with a clean grill. The easiest way is to heat the grates and sweep off ash and debris with a grill brush. To light the fire, Scott suggests wetting pieces of cardboard and crumpled newspaper with a few tablespoons of bacon grease or cooking oil. Stack those in the lower rack of the grill, top with charcoal, and set the paper alight. 2. Calibrate the heat. Maintaining the right temperature is crucial. Control the airflow with the vents, open them to increase the heat, close them to lower it. Aim for 225 to 250 degrees for larger pieces of meat, and between 400 and 450 for speedier items like burgers and veggies. Take notes on what works, says Scott. 3. Finish with flavor. The grill smoke is Scott's primary seasoning, but he often starts with a dry rub and finishes with a vinegar-based sauce, so it seeps into larger pieces of meat. His tool for an even coat is a clean rayon head floor mop. Yes, mop. He dunks one in a bucket of sauce to glaze whole hogs at his restaurants, and grabs one with a smaller head for backyard cooking, though a large basting brush works too. Start your grill. To get Scott's recipes for ribs, dry rub, and his vinegar pepper sauce, visit marthastewart.com/Rodney Scott. That's marthastewart.com/RODNEYSCOTT. Hot off the press. Our Food Editors Have Devoured Black Smoke by James Beard Award-winning historian Adrian Miller from UNC Press. The tome traces barbecue to its Native American roots and spotlights the people who have kept the culture alive through perseverance, creativity, and entrepreneurship. It also shares 22 recipes from those living legends. I love how Miller teaches you about the black pitmasters, both men and women, who have carried this tradition for so long, says assistant food editor Riley Wofford. I'm dedicated to getting a smoker and trying the pork belly burnt ends recipe. That story was Fuel Your Fire, text by Claire Sullivan. The next story is Bare Necessities, text by Claire Sullivan. Paring down your beauty routine can be as cathartic as sprucing up your kitchen. Two brilliant new makeup lines make it effortless, not to mention enjoyable, to replace an excess of compacts and tubes with a handful of simple yet impactful products. Spring cleaning has never been so chic. New and now, a lucky few. Looking polished doesn't have to be a whole production. That's a resounding and refreshing message from Less is More brands Merit and Jones Road. Merit has just 7 clean and cruelty-free products that glide on with ease, evening out skin and leaving behind gorgeously subtle color. The offerings from Jones Road, created by makeup legend Bobby Brown, are also formulated without any potentially harmful ingredients and are amazingly intuitive. Just smooth them on with your fingers to achieve the dream. A modern no-makeup makeup look in minutes. These 2 new lines are exactly what I've wanted. Swipe on color that seeps into skin, looks natural, and feels nourishing, says editor-in-chief Elizabeth Graves. Merit's perfecting sticks and that brush are genius, as are Jones Road's miracle balms for non-creasing color on eyes, cheeks, and lips. Pretty color. Who needs a ring light? Miracle Balm bestows a radiant flush, touch of taupe, or bronzy glow anywhere you pat it in. For $38 at jonesroadbeauty.com. That's JONESROADBEAUTY.com. Sheer Shimmer. Just one pass of Sparkle Wash Liquid Glitters wand over lids and you'll feel extra special at the grocery store. Add another for dinner out. For $24 at jonesroadbeauty.com. Magic Eraser. Zero in on blemishes and neutralize redness with the face pencil. Blend it in over moisturizer for undetectable coverage. For $24 at jonesroadbeauty.com. From Merit Beauty, there's Merit's Minimalist Perfecting Complexion Sticks, Number 1 Blush, Dayglow Highlighting Balm, and Shade Slick Tinted Lip Oil from $24 each at meritbeauty.com. That's MERITBEAUTY.com. Rave Review, The Big Reveal. The time is nigh for shorts and sundresses, but don't panic. I found just the trick to get your arms and legs gleaming. Massage a dollop of Typology Toning Body Scrub onto dry skin for a few minutes. The apricot kernel powder sweeps away dead skin, while green coffee oil leaves behind a natural glow as soon as you wash it off. Follow with the brand's Organic Botanical Avocado Oil. It sinks right in and leaves a post-vacation sheen, says Claire Sullivan. $24 and $13 at us.typology.com. That's us.typology.com. That story was Bare Necessities, text by Claire Sullivan. The next story is Out and About, where to go, what to see, and 4-legged ways to enjoy warmer days. On the road, saddle up. Find fresh perspective atop a horse while taking in gorgeous scenery. At Tanque Verde Ranch in Tucson, Arizona, you can amble past soaring saguaro and prickly pear cacti, or catch some Western spirit in the Harmony with Horses workshop, which teaches classic wrangling techniques, at TanqueVerdeRanch.com. That's TanqueVerdeRanch.com. Here, 3 more spots to grab the reins. Benton City, Washington. Saunter through the sun-dappled vineyards of this quiet wine region with red mountain trails. Opt for the tasting tour, and you'll dismount midway through for sips and snacks. At redmountaintrails.com. That's MountainTrails.com. Amelia Island, Florida. On a jaunt with Amelia Island horseback riding, you'll ride high and dry above the ocean's edge, a prime vantage point for spotting dolphins, which are known to catch air close to shore. At AmeliaIslandHorsebackRiding.com. That's AmeliaIslandHorsebackRiding.com. Lexington, Kentucky. Trot over grassy knolls on a guided tour at Kentucky Horse Park, then head to the Hall of Champions to admire retired star thoroughbreds in daily meet and greets. At kyhorsepark.com, that's kyhorsepark.com. Why not rough it? Get a jump on the dog days of summer at a canine-friendly beach. Atlantic Beach. See Spot splash his reflection in the crystalline waters at this Bogue Banks, North Carolina destination. He can air dry on a leashed walk along nearby Elliott Q's Nature Trail, which traverses dunes and a maritime forest. Huntingdon Dog Beach. Treat your pal to a dream playdate at this specially designated pooch paradise in Huntingdon Beach, California. Afterward, sit and stay at the Park Bench Cafe. Its pet menu offers bite-sized hot dogs. South Padre Island. Pups can explore 30-plus miles of shoreline at this Texas locale, and ride the waves, too. South Padre Surf Company's golden retriever, Archer, will happily demo how to hang 20. Willard Beach. Let Floppy roam free during dawn and dusk off-leash hours at this South Portland main spot, then snap her pic with the Ram Island Ledge Lighthouse as a backdrop. On our bookshelf. After the 2013 collapse of Bangladesh's Rana Plaza garment factory, Germantown, New York-based textile artist Katrina Rodebaugh went on a fashion fast. Make Thrift Mend from Abrams shares what she discovered, including top-notch tools like the Clover Choco chalk liners she's hooked on. Maggie Shipstead's latest novel, Great Circle from Nope, is named after a flight that circumnavigates the Earth at its widest point. Her plotlines are just as epic. One follows a daredevil female flying ace who gets swept up in World War II, the other a rebellious actress playing her in a modern biopic. In Finding Freedom from Celadon Books, celebrated Maine chef Erin French's memoir, the peppery nasturtiums on her plates are more than a flourish. They're a symbol of her past. It tells how she lost it all, time and again, only to rebuild stronger and help revive her town. Mergers and Acquisitions from Putnam, former New York Times journalist Kate Doty's account of her time on the weddings beat, is a reception-worthy buffet of juicy backstories that didn't make it into print, including her own. That story was out and about, where to go, what to see, and four-legged ways to enjoy warmer days. That concludes today's readings from Martha Stewart Living. This has been Morgan Malin for the Georgia Radio Reading Service. Thank you for listening to GARS.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Saturday on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio's audio described movie.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Wow! I feel good.
Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ.
It's 0600. What's the O stand for?
Oh, my God.
It's Mr. Leo.
You know, this whole camouflage thing for me doesn't work very well. Why is that? Well, because you go in the jungle, I can't see you. If you're going to fight, clash.
That is not what we program here.
Surprise! Surprise, surprise!
You are not funny.
You're not going to last long here.
Boy, do I have a surprise for you.
Good morning, Vietnam!
In 1965, Adrian Cronauer was sent to do the impossible.
I was sent here on very strict orders from a colonel.
What the hell's going on here?
His mission? To build morale.
Where are you from?
Up from Cleveland, man.
Obviously, Vietnam's not that much of a change for you.
His strategy? Keep them laughing.
If someone is not telling the truth, you say that they are full of...
His problem? Staying out of trouble.
You ought to stick to playing normal modes of music. Jim Nabors, Mantovani,
Percy Faith.
Percy Faith, good!
Yeah!
He did a very off-color parody of former VP Nixon.
Seeing as how the VP is such a VIP, shouldn't we keep the PC on the QT? Because if it leaks to the VC, he can end up an MIA, and then we'd all be put on KP.
Sir, the man is a walking keg of dynamite.
He's read unofficial news.
Ethel Merman jams Russian radar.
Hello, I've got a feeling.
What's he going to be like in 6 months?
Big dogs landing on my face.
What's he going to be like when he's 10 times as popular?
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot.